South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has officially signed into law a contentious bill allowing the state to seize land without compensation in specific circumstances. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The move, aimed at addressing the glaring racial inequities in land ownership, has sparked division within the government and drawn criticism from opposition parties. More than 30 years after the end of apartheid, black South Africans still own only a small fraction of the country's farmland, with the majority remaining under white ownership. This slow progress on land reform has fueled frustration and demands for transformative action. The ruling ANC has celebrated the new law as a significant milestone in the country's journey toward equality, but some coalition partners have threatened legal challenges. The Democratic Alliance, DA, and the Freedom Front Plus have both expressed strong opposition, with the latter vowing to challenge the law's constitutionality. The law, which replaces the outdated Expropriation Act of 1975, outlines the conditions under which land can be expropriated without compensation. According to the government, this can only occur if it is deemed just, equitable, and in the public interest. Specific scenarios include cases where the property is unused, abandoned, or poses a public safety risk. Presidential spokesperson Vincent Magwenya clarified that the law does not allow arbitrary expropriation. The state may not expropriate property without exhausting efforts to reach an agreement with the owner, he stated. Critics, however, argue that the law undermines property rights and risks economic instability. Others see it as a necessary step toward addressing historical injustices and promoting equitable land redistribution. The new legislation is likely to face court challenges and intense political scrutiny as South Africa navigates the complex task of balancing economic stability with long overdue land reform. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.